Yeah. They're all working without their worksheets because they all stayed home. Okay. If you text me or message me your email, I will send you the worksheets sometime tonight or tomorrow. Depends on how late it is. I have an hour drive to get home. So, if you send me your email by text or by messenger, I will send you the paperwork for tonight. Do my best. Okay, we're going to get started here. We're in the heart of the prophets, week 5. And I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1, and we're going to read at least 9 verses. So now that I know you don't have worksheets, I'll make sure to give you time to write down the scriptures. So, all right, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. Well, I'm in the wrong book. My bad. Isaiah chapter 1, not Solomon. Isaiah, here we go. Oh, that looks better. Isaiah chapter 1. Now we're back. Can anybody see me now? Let me know if you can see me. I need a thumbs up. Okay, Ashley, you got a thumbs up. Okay, thumbs up. All right, in case you didn't hear me, I don't know what you heard. If you will send me your email by messenger or text, I will try to shoot you the handouts tonight when I get home, or I might be able to do it before I leave, or at the latest tomorrow. Now that I know you're working without worksheets, I will try to give you time to write down the scripture text. So we're going to open here with the Heart of Prophets, week number 5. And we're going to start in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1. And it says, "The vision of Isaiah the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, but the donkey its master, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick. The whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Strangers devour your land in presence. Your land in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. So the daughter of Zion is left as a booth in a vineyard, as a hut in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city, unless the Lord of hosts had left to us a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah. So let's go right to your notes. One of the major themes throughout the writings of the prophets is the infidelity of God's people. Infidelity, I-N-F-I-D-E-L-I-T-Y, is your blank. In Isaiah 1, the theme is the unfaithfulness of the people. Idolatry was a major problem. Okay, all they're seeing is a blank screen. Do they need to refresh? Should have just went right into that one. I will stop right here. We are on. Hello, hello, hello. Moon River. Are they hooked up to the internet through the... Huh? Right, but listen to what I'm about to say. You're like my wife. You don't let me finish. Okay? Are they hooked up on the E4N website or on our church page? Okay. All right. Do, 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 do. Huh? Yeah, I don't think so either. Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I got one thumbs up and somebody typing. Working on it, but can't. It won't work. Okay, we're on. All right. I just read Isaiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Number 1 in your notes. One of the major themes throughout the writings of the prophets is the infidelity of God's people. Infidelity is your blank. Hallelujah. Infidelity is your blank in number 1. In Isaiah 1, the theme is the unfaithfulness of the people. Idolatry was a major problem. In Isaiah 1:3, I'm going to read verse 3 again. It says, the ox knows its owner, the donkey its master's crib or manger would be, you could translate that as manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. They don't consider God. They don't know God. The verse contrasts, this is number 2 in your notes, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 3. This verse contrasts domestic farm animals that are loyal to their owners and the unfaithful children of Israel. Unfaithful is your blank in number 2. In this translation, the word crib is used instead of the word manger. Manger is your blank in 3. The ancient prophets understood that domesticated animals were creatures of habit. Number 4. In Hebrew, when something is repeated 3 times, it is for emphasis, meaning this is important. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, he uses the term manger 3 times. Because in the ancient world, manger was a metaphor for obedience. Note, a scroll costs about a year's salary, so biblical writers would not waste space. It's mentioned 3 times intentionally. describing the newborn babe, Jesus, the Messiah, describing the fact that he would be obedient. 5, most farm animals will use the same manger every time. When our cows would come to eat, they would always start the same part of the feeder. Feeder is your blank. Here in Isaiah, the prophet is using this metaphor to show the disobedience and unfaithfulness of the people. The first farm we lived on, when we had a school for troubled kids, the first calf we had, my wife, Debbie, she nurtured that calf. She made that calf a pet. And when all the other cows would come to the feeder, she would come waltzing right into the barn, because she knew Debbie was going to feed her in the barn. And that was cute, and that was really neat when she was little. But one day I had dropped the feed scoop down behind the barrel of feed, and I was reaching for it, and 1 foot was off the ground, completely off the ground. And this baby calf that Debbie had nourished now weighed about 900 pounds, and she came in there, and with her head, she lifted me. She was nudging me. She lifted me plumb off the ground and over the barrel. And I was dodging. I had big rat traps back there, so I was dodging these big rat traps. Thank goodness I didn't get a finger, toe, or nose stuck in one of them. So, you know, God is telling in Isaiah here, I got a real good visual of this, because you can train a domesticated animal. And they're creatures of habit. But God said, my people, they're wild. They're not domesticated at all. They haven't developed any habits for me. And so the words of the prophet, for me, whose own farm animals, it really rings true in my mind that these animals are more obedient than the people of God. We are at, so feeders, your blank of 5, 6. The prophet is saying that an ox can find its manger, but the people were not as wise as a farm animal. Isaiah and Luke are telling us that Jesus was obedient even at birth. The manger was a symbol of Yeshua's faithfulness to the Father. So your blank is people in 6. 7. Another metaphor used by the prophets is daughters. The Hebrew word for city is Ir, and it's in a feminine form. The plural is Arim, just as in English, when referring to a city, the feminine she is used. You hear people refer to countries and cities as she. All right, now let's keep going here. Those who lived outside, so cities, your blank is 7, 8. Those who lived outside the walled city were called daughters. This included men, women, and children, young and old. Children is your blank. So if you lived outside the city, you were known as daughters. 9, sometimes the prophets were mad at the kings and priests because they forgot the daughters. At other times, they were mad at the daughters for going along with the corruption of the kings and priests. So priests is your blank in 9. Children is your blank in 8. 10, when daughters is used beside the name of a place, it means the poor. Luke 23:28 says, weep for me. Do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves. If Jesus had been talking to Mary or Mary Magdalene or Joanna, whom we know were faithful at the cross, faithful is your blank. Cross is your first blank. There's 2 blanks in 10. The first one is cross. Jesus, on his way to the cross, says, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep for yourselves. If he had been talking to Mary Magdalene or Joanna, whom we know were faithful at the cross, faithful is your second blank in 10. He would have said daughters of Galilee, because they were all from Galilee, not from Jerusalem. Jesus was talking to the poor, old, and young, male and female, who were crying for him. Number 11, in Hosea 7, chapter 7, verses 11 and 15. Write that down and go read it tonight. Hosea chapter 7, 11 through 15. In times of trouble, God's people did not turn to him. They turned to other nations and began to bargain with them. Bargain is number 11, your blank at number 11. Putting their trust in other nations that worshiped idols was a form of idolatry to Yahweh. 12. There is no bargaining with Yahweh. Actions have consequences. You reap what you sow. Sow is your blank in 12. Sow. Idolatry is all about bargaining. You do this for me, and I'll do that for you. Whenever you are bargaining for life to be different without you having to act differently, then you are worshiping idols. See, the pagan gods, you had to appease them by giving them a sacrifice, a goat, a bull, a child. But how many know you didn't have to do anything to earn God's favor? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. 13. When one cries out to Yahweh, it must be with a broken and contrite heart, a heart no longer deceived by lies and false hope. Lies and false are your two blanks in 13. Lies and false are your two blanks. No longer deceived by lies and false hope, seeing clearly the choice before them, lies or truth, injustice or justice, despair or joy, God wants them to see the reality and gravity of their situation in order to revive their power to choose, and maybe this time choose him. 14. People commit adultery to God when they are faithful to things. Things. The heart is full of infidelity when one seeks or thinks there is happiness in this material world. Material is your blank. Material is your blank in 14. How many know our society is consumed with stuff, things, materials? I can prove it. How many of you, your closets are all full? Your attic is full. Your garage is full. And you got to go down the road and rent a storage building. See, we are consumed with stuff. Now, I just described my house, so don't be feeling bad, all right? My wife's a pack rat. I am not. But over the years, I have slowly gotten rid of stuff, and I thought, man, I was making progress. My garage was clean. My outbuilding was clean. I had made a dent in the attic, and guess what? My father-in-law died. He was a pack rat, and we had to clean out his house and his garage, and now my garage is full of stuff that 6 months ago my wife said, we're going to sell in a yard sale. Good Lord. We still got it. We ain't had that yard sale. It keeps coming back to haunt me. Stuff. 15. You are faithless to God when you place your trust and faith in someone else's hands rather than the hands of your Creator. Creator is your blank in 15. Creator. 16. Here's a scripture. Jeremiah chapter 2. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 25 through 37. Verse 25 through 37. The children of Israel were not sincere. They had been practicing idolatry. They were ashamed because they got caught. They got caught in their adultery. Caught is your first blank, C-A-U-G-H-T. If one is not sincere, then crying out to Yahweh, there can be no response. In other words, God's not going to respond back to you if you're not sincere. So Caught is your first blank in 16. Response is your second blank. 17, the hallmark of crying out to Yahweh. To Yahweh is an absolute feeling of powerlessness. Powerlessness is your blank. Powerlessness is your blank in 17. You have tried everything and everything has failed. Only God can save you. Number 18. Sometimes we have so much invested in the idols we have built in our lives, we can't muster the power to turn to Yahweh. Power is your blank. This is usually when God's grace will give you the courage and strength in your inner man to turn. Repentance is the key to restoration. When God gives you the strength to turn and walk with Him and allow Him to restore. Power is your blank in 18. You know, the Bible says that no man comes unto the Father unless the Spirit is drawing and wooing him. That Holy Spirit drawing and wooing you to a place of repentance is the power of God helping you to turn. Somebody say amen or oh me. It's God that is initiating the repentance. Amen. It is God who initiates by bringing conviction to our hearts. It is God who is wooing and drawing. It is God who's strengthening our inner man to help us find the strength and courage to turn back to Him, away from our rebellion and back on track with God. I think that'll preach. 19. We are no different than the children of Israel. There are false gods all around us. Look around at your life. Where have you invested time, money, and energy? Money is your first blank in 19. Money. Where have you placed your hope? There is really only one place you should invest yourself, and that is in the kingdom of God. Money is your first blank in 19. Hope is your second blank. Let's take a little litmus test. This past week, what did you spend the most time on? What did you spend the most money on? And what did you spend the most energy on? If you spent more time with a hobby or TV or whatever than you spent with God, then whatever you spent your time with might have become your idol. If you spent more money on stuff and junk this week than you did your tithe, well, I better move on. I'm probably meddling. Let me move on here. Number 20, you got another scripture to write down. Jeremiah again, chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. Now, I'm not reading these for the sake of time. Our roads are slick too, and I'll be traveling about an hour in the dark, so I'm going to leave you to look up the scriptures yourself. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. This is number 20. Jeremiah alternates between the fool who worships idols and the wisdom of those who worship Yahweh. Wisdom. Wisdom is your blank in 20. Wisdom. 21. The way of the fool is always imitation. Imitating the lives of others means never living out your own uniqueness and never reaching your full potential. 21 is potential is your blank. Potential. Glory to God. 22. Imitation is turning your back on the life, gifts, and calling that Yahweh has given you. Idols demand imitation. Yahweh seeks holiness, uniqueness, and authenticity. Calling is your blank there. Calling in 22. 23. Astrology and horoscopes promise you a destiny without demanding obedience. All you need to do is accept it. God offers no predetermined destiny, only the power of choice. So choice is your blank in 23. Choice. 22 is calling, and 21 is potential. 24. Yahweh is the only true God, and He has the power to transform your life. Idols can transform nothing. Transform is your blank. 25, the delusion of idolatry is freedom. Is freedom is a gift, not a choice. Only truth you know can set you free, and we must choose the truth of God's word over lies of idolatry. We must choose God's path of freedom every moment of every day. So your blank in 24 is transform. Your blank in 25 is choice. Choice. 26, many people never experience true freedom in their lives because they don't want to make the hard choices in life to be obedient and allow Yahweh to transform their lives. They would rather drown in their misery, pretending not to have a choice. Again, choice is your blank. So I've used choice three times. I'm trying to hammer home a point. Amen. Then to take pretending not to have a choice than to take responsibility for life and choose to follow God and live free. You can feel sorry for yourself, or you can choose to live for God. 27, got another scripture for you. 27, the scripture is Micah. Micah chapter 6, Micah chapter 6, verse 14 through 16. Verses 14 through 16. Many Christians today live without joy or purpose and seem to never be satisfied. These things can only be a part of your life when you decide to walk in obedience with Yahweh and allow the truth of His word to transform your life, producing godly character in you. Truth. Truth is your blank there in number 27. 28. Instead of living a life of truth, we choose to follow ways of the world. World is your first blank in 28. So I'm going to read it again. We got two blanks. Instead of living a life of truth, we choose to follow ways of the world or the ways of fools. World is your first blank in 28. Fools is your second blank. We model our lives after fools and allow them to dictate our speech, our dress, our work habits, our honor and integrity. 29. No matter how successful an imitator of the world you are, there will be no satisfaction, no sense of fulfillment, and no joy. Joy is your blank in 29. Joy. 30. Got another scripture for you. Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 1. This is number 30. Zechariah chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. Verses 3 through 4. Zechariah 1, 3 and 4. At the heart of all spiritual work in our lives is the gate of repentance. It is the act of turning. Turning is a radical act of redirection. It aligns or restores you with God and godliness at the very moment you choose to repent and turn. Godliness is your blank in number 30. 31. There is no creed to follow or church to join. At the moment of repentance, there is only your choice to turn back to God. There is tremendous power in repentance and choosing to follow truth and not lies. Power is your blank in 31. Power. 32. Repentance leads us into intimacy with God. Our knowledge of Him begins to grow as we realize He is our source and substance. God is seeking an intimacy with His people that surpasses our understanding. Understanding is your blank in 32. God desires to manifest Himself in our lives in order that we be a witness to others. Understanding is your blank in 32. Power is your blank in 31, and godliness is your blank in 30. 33, got another scripture for you. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 14. Isaiah 17, verse 14. When one returns to God, he need not fear the past or the future. Future is your blank. Future. Only a fool does that. People take their fear of the past People take their fear of the past and imagine it in the future. Now you're trapped in time and gripped by fear, and you can't go forward. Somebody say, amen or me. Let me say something about your past here. I'm working on a paper on leadership in one of my classes. And I had to pick a world leader and write a paper on his leadership skills. And I believe leaders are not born, they are made. And it's part of our life is all preparation. From the time we were children into teenage years, into adult, I can look back on my life and know how God has used my past to shape me. And what takes that past, all the experience of our past, and allows that past to form us into what God wants us to be, is the calling on our lives. It's the power of that call that uses all those past events, good and bad, to fashion us and form us. It's that calling of God on our lives. That thing in our hearts that we know that we know that we know we're doing what God has called us to do. And he used that past to shape us. Too many people use the failures of the past as an excuse not to go forward. And when you do that, you bind the power of the call upon your life. It can't function properly the way God intended. And you can never be all that God intended you to be. Okay, let me go back here. I don't know where I was at, but I'll find a place to start. All right. 34. We'll do this one again. So your blank in 33 is future. The fool has forgotten that God is present. To know God's presence is to be free from the past and the fear of the future. To be free from fear is to live with joy that arises from trusting your heavenly Father in the moment, whatever life brings. So you have two blanks in 34. The first one is future. Future. The second one is Father. Future and Father are your two blanks in 34. 35, another scripture. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. This is 35. Isaiah 28, verses 9 and 10. Wisdom is not possessed by youth. To understand life, you must have experienced living. Wisdom is for those who have lived long enough to know they do not know. So know, K-N-O-W, is your first blank in 35. And your second blank in 35 is the same thing, K-N-O-W. Know they do not know. You know, the wiser you get, the more you'll realize just how much you don't know. Because as a young man, I thought I knew it all. As a young minister, I thought, man, the next great move of God was coming through me. Like, what did God do before I ever showed up? And then through some heartache and some extreme adversity, you know, I realized that I needed God a whole lot more than he needed me. And once you reach that point of humility, then God can really use you. Okay, we're at 36. The prophet relied on wisdom to confront the ungodly practices of those in authority. Authority is your blank. Wisdom is for those whose minds are stable, who have learned to settle or wait and see what is without being distracted by what might be next. So authority is your blank in 36. 37, we got another scripture for you. Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 and 14. Isaiah 29, verses 13 and 14. God desires your heart. Your mind can rationalize anything, but your heart knows what is true and what is false. So your first blank in 37 is heart. Heart, and your second blank in 37 is false. false. 38, a heart of truth can't worship false gods. It can only worship the one who is true. So true is your blank in 38, true. 39, the consequence of living by and according to the world's standards is lifelessness. The consequence of lifelessness living is alienation or separation from God. So alienation is your blank in 39. A-L-I-E-N-A-T-I-O-N. And if I've got the spell for you, we're in deep trouble. Let's finish 39. We then seek things in this world to fill the void. In doing so, you further blind yourself to truth and seek to blind others as well. Have you ever seen that? Somebody in your congregation believes a lie, or they start dabbling in conspiracy theories, and the next thing you know, they're bringing that junk to church and showing it to somebody else on their iPhone or something. Crazy. Anyway, I won't say any more about that. I better move on. 40. Isaiah 30, verses 8 through 17. Now, you know that you got to read all these scriptures here in the next few days so you can fully understand what's being taught here. This passage of scripture was written thousands of years ago, but speaks loudly to us in the 21st century. The people are described as rebellious, who don't want to hear truth, but would rather believe lies. Truth is your blank in 40 also. We live in a society where people refuse the truth and would rather believe a lie. For instance, someone who thinks they're gay, people say, well, you were created that way. No, you weren't. Look in the mirror. You were created. If you're a man, you were created to be a man. You were created for a heterosexual relationship with a woman. A simple anatomy lesson or biology lesson should clear that up for you. But anyway, moving right along. I don't want to get into all that. But we live in a society, and you know we do, where people are believing lies over truth. Truth is your blank in 40. 41, verse 15 is speaking to our busy lifestyles in America today. Victory and strength come when we slow down and put our faith in Yahweh. Faith is your blank in 41. Faith, your blank in 41. 42, we spend so much energy running around from thing to thing, experience to experience, and distraction to distraction in hopes of maintaining the lie that we are in control of our lives, when the truth is we are out of control. For most people, including Christians, spending was so out of control, God had to allow an economic collapse to get us to stop. Hopes is your blank in 42. Hopes. 43. The real problem we have is that we have taught our children this lifestyle, and they don't know nor do they desire the rest of Yahweh or being still in his presence. Rest is your blank in 43. Rest. 44. Oh, we're going to get done fairly early. Our lives are going faster and faster, and we seem to live and thrive on the drama and stress this lifestyle brings. But the reality is this lifestyle is killing us and destroying our children. As Christians, we are not living victorious lives because we can't be still. And above me, we have Psalms 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I think Wilma's trying to zoom in on that. Be still and know that I am God. So your blank in 44 is victorious. Victorious. Victorious is your blank in 44. 45. The root of this warp speed lifestyle is idolatry. The things of this life are more important than my relationship with the King of the universe. Idolatry is your blank in 45. Idolatry. Oh, 44, we had the scripture, Psalms 46:10. 46. Stop lying to yourself. You're not in control of your life. Things are in control of you and your children's lives. We must stop feeding and glorifying the distractions that take us away from God. Feeding is your blank. Feeding. I'll give you one. I'm going to confess my sins. How many of you have learned how to binge watch TV? Like binge watch episodes on Hulu or what's that other one? Netflix, huh? Now I know some of you have. You know, I walk a lot on the treadmill just to try to keep the diabetes numbers down. Okay? So walking, if I can walk a long time if I can occupy my mind. So I started watching this program on Netflix called Arrow, because Arrow, you know, I used to have comic books. You know, he was a superhero, and he teams up with Flash on some of them, you know. But I started binge watching that. You know, in one season, those things have like 26 or 27 episodes, and I watched like 7 seasons within a 3-month period of time. My legs were so tired from walking, but I found myself planning my life around that stupid show that didn't edify or exhort or anything. And I'm just saying, I'm confessing my sin, because it's easy to get distracted. And in that time period, if you're binge watching something like that, you don't really have a lot of time for God. So anyway, it's called repentance. Turn and get back on track with God. So maybe you didn't binge watch, but there might be something else in your life that takes up more time than God gets. Moving right along. 47. Yahweh, speaking through his prophet, is letting the children of Israel know that their security is a lie. Their faith is in their own might and power. So 47, your blank is might. Your second blank is power. 47, your blanks are might and power. 48, they had put their trust in their own wicked ignorance. Their own wisdom had perverted their thinking into believing they were in control, and they did not need Yahweh to protect and provide. Yahweh is your blank in 48. Yahweh. Hallelujah. 49, this kind of idolatry leads to evil arising against you and trouble falling upon you, so much so you will not be able to stop it until you have been made desolate. The answer to the lies of idolatry is the truth of God's word. So your blank in 49 is truth. And that is the end of the heart of the prophet. So we did pretty good there. We got done in about 40 minutes. So, amen. If you have a question or you need me to send you the paperwork, text me your email. If you got questions, if you missed any, text me now. Okay, did you turn us off, Terry? Not yet, still going, good. Number 4 is manger. Manger. Number 4 is manger. If someone else missed one, message me or text me. I'll stay on here for another Another minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. Number four is manger. Manger. Glory. Hallelujah. Three was also manger. Yes, three is manger also. I'm making a point. When you see Christmas, when you celebrate Christmas this year, you know, and sing that song, Away in a Manger, think of obedience. Because the animals were trained to come to their part of the manger. And every day they were obedient to come to the manger. So Jesus, the obedient Son of God, is born and laid in a manger. What a fitting place to lay the baby Jesus, in a manger. Anybody else? Hallelujah. I love you all. I'll be working on those tests, and I do apologize. My life is not my own. Between the things that I have to do for our business, the church, and things I'm working on for God, I'm busy. Good night. And thank you.